from KQED.
With a state budget behind them, state lawmakers are focused on crafting a new water bond for the fall ballot. The Senate failed to pass a multi-billion dollar measure yesterday, but that doesn't mean this discussion is over, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains.
A water bond already on the November ballot dates back to 2009. It's a bond now seen as too full of costly earmarks. But the water bond considered on Monday was almost just as big. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says the increase was an attempt to win Republican support by spending more money on reservoirs and other storage projects.
This bond, the Wolk bond, is the last chance, and maybe it's the last day, that they will ever see $3 billion of surface storage in a proposed bond on the floor of the state Senate.
But in a sign of how tough it is to corral two-thirds of lawmakers to vote for a spending project like this, Republican after Republican got up to say they liked how the bond's list of projects was developing, but they just didn't like it enough to vote yes. Senator Andy Vidak, a Hanford Republican, was one of them.
This thing's getting really, really close, and there's a lot of great things in this.
He then voted no, saying the current plan doesn't do enough for water distribution in his Central Valley district. The measure came up 5 votes short. Steinberg says he'll keep negotiating and try again. He set a goal of getting a new bond written by early July when the Senate and Assembly leave Sacramento for their summer break. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.